This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Agribusiness Matters is brought to you by ADM Regenerations, rewarding farmers for conservation. In one of the most recent Beltway Beef podcast episodes, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association talked about a new project being introduced by the Department of Defense. We will learn more about that project from Sigrid Johannes next on Agribusiness Matters.
ADM Regenerations is the industry's leading program for rewarding ag producers for conservation practices on their farms. ADM makes it easy to enroll and participate. There are no long-term commitments, and we pay generously for practices like cover crops, emission scoring, no-till, and nutrient management practices. ADM appreciates all you do to protect your land and legacy, and we believe you should be rewarded for it. To learn more about your state's incentives, visit ADMRegenerations.com.
The National Defense Authorization Act is used to fund the Department of Defense and projects within it. The new project being highlighted in the latest episode of the Beltway Beef podcast would be used to fund research into lab-grown meat for the Department of Defense, says NCBA Senior Director of Government Affairs, Sigrid Johannes.
One of those manufacturing innovation institutes is called BioMade, and BioMade put out a solicitation for projects, a call for proposals, basically, to develop lab-grown meat for military rations in the future. They put that out last month, just a couple weeks ago here in May.
The NCBA is vastly opposed to the project and has been working with members of Congress in both chambers to try and prevent taxpayer dollars from funding this project.
Our first sort of plan of attack was through the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. That recently moved through the House. It is still in the process in the Senate, but we've got folks who led efforts on both sides there to amend the NDAA to prevent this money going out from DOD towards lab-grown meat projects. Like I said, the House, that's kind of a done deal, but in the Senate, we've got a live ball there.
Congressman Don Bacon, Republican from Nebraska, has introduced an amendment in support of the NCBA's priorities, which would stop funding from reaching the Department of Defense for this specific project.
Well, I would strongly encourage anybody who has members of Congress on the appropriations committees, either in the House or the Senate, to call up their delegation, make it known how much you oppose this funding.
This is Agribusiness Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.